A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello everyone, welcome to Red Men Bite Size. It's Wednesday, 30th of August, 2023. The deadline for transfers for Liverpool is a couple of days away. We've got a lot of rumours at the moment. Doesn't really feel like there's a lot of concrete stuff. We're going to be talking about Salah, going to be talking about Cheick Doucouré. We're also going to be talking Douglas Luiz, amongst other things. There are a lot of different topics to go through today. I think the first one really is Cheick Doucouré. Now, this is Anfield. You know, a site that I absolutely love, are saying that Liverpool are still exploring the possibility of signing Cheick Doucouré this summer, but the price tag remains an obstacle. Now, it's supposedly around about £70 million. There were rumours that Liverpool might be able to get the deal done for sort of £60 million quid. There are also rumours that Liverpool have offered Cheick Doucouré a contract ahead of agreeing anything with the club, Crystal Palace, of course, to see whether, I assume at this point, that Doucouré might try and push through a move. Obviously, you know, I think it was right at the start of maybe last week that James Pearce talked about Liverpool wanting a multifunctional midfielder rather than a specialist six to accompany new signing Endo. And Cheick Doucouré seems to fit that bill. In fact, the Independent's Miguel Delaney claimed the Reds remain interested, but the Palace's valuation remains a sticking point. So yeah, Delaney was actually the fella who said they could get him for maybe 60 million quid. It still feels like a lot of money to me, and one that I think Liverpool are definitely interested in him personally, but I feel like if they go for Doucouré, it's going to be a little bit harder maybe to get a class centre-half in as well. There have been rumours indeed of, funnily enough, indeed, Wilfred Ndidi, that he might be under consideration, and I'll give you a little peek behind the curtain here. Our WhatsApp group went mad with like everyone just being like, no, please, no, not Wilfred Ndidi. So yeah, I don't think the general consensus amongst us Red Men TV presenters is that we'd like Ndidi. We absolutely wouldn't. But according to Dave Osikop, Liverpool have sent Doucouré a contract offer. I'm not sure, to be honest with you. It was Sports Zone. I think it's a French site, actually, that probably reported that first and foremost. This is going to be translated from their Twitter or X or whatever it is nowadays. Liverpool have sent a contract offer to Cheick Doucouré in the hopes of striking a deal. Liverpool want to sign a six before Friday midnight and are keen to vary their options. Doucouré is one for sure, but he is not alone. So there are other midfield targets, of course. So that's quite interesting. Moving on to the Salah news, because this rumour of Al Ittihad wanting Mo Salah just doesn't seem to be going away. So Janos Fjortov said, I understand it's likely that Salah will leave Liverpool this week. That was earlier on this morning. And then he followed that up with, the money offered to player and club is just unbelievable. The fact that the transfer window in Saudi Arabia closes 7th of September, as stated at Saudi FA site, other places say even the 20th, this makes it more complicated. I think the thing with Mo Salah is he doesn't seem to be, how should we say, stressing about a potential move to Saudi Arabia. He was pictured in London. He posts on Instagram of him basically at the museum looking at Egyptian statues and stuff, which was great, and Egyptian relics. He seemed relatively cool with everything that was going on. I'm probably not so cool. I'm a little bit like, what the heck is going on here? Now, if you'd have said to me, at the start of the summer, Liverpool are going to sell him for £150-200 million. I'd be like, I can make me peace with that. It's not something that I want to see, is Mo leaving Liverpool. He's a genuine legend of the football club, of course. But I think it's difficult, isn't it? Because essentially, Liverpool have no time at all to get someone in who could in any way, shape or form replace Mo Salah. It's just not going to happen. So you're just sitting on 150 or 200 million or 250 million, whatever the supposedly unbelievable transfer fee is, you're just sitting on it. Now, could I see a world whereby he goes to the African Cup of Nations in January and Liverpool do a deal then for astronomical money and then have had time to perhaps vet some potential right wingers and maybe bring someone in the door? Yes. Do I think that's the most sensible thing to do? Absolutely not. I think one more year of Mo Salah is probably the most sensible for Liverpool, and therefore that's what they should be doing. And if there was astronomical money on the table today, there'll be astronomical money on the table for Mo Salah in the summer when he's got, I think, maybe 1 year left on his contract or whatever. So I'd be really, really surprised if Mo moved. But all that being said, these rumours won't go away. And I suppose the other thing to think of, if he decides at some point in the next couple of days he wants to go, what are Liverpool going to do? Because they kind of have to accept the offer today and not after the transfer window's closed. So it's mad, it's crazy, and it might be a Phil Coutinho thing from a few years ago where actually what we have to do is honestly just hold him. Just hold him, whatever you do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The Mail as well reporting Mo Salah is likely to leave Liverpool this week as Saudi club Al Ittihad prepare a huge offer. Claims ex-Premier League star Janos Fjortov. So yeah, it's all coming from the same place at the moment, isn't it? Moving on to the next story then, something a little bit different. Douglas Luiz has been linked with a move. The Aston Villa player looks now like almost Liverpool are the bookies' favourites for Douglas Luiz. Now, this is in the very early stages of us being linked with him here, but it seems strange that the bookies have got this and there's not much anywhere, to be honest with you. I mean, I'll be honest with you, I think he's a player that is clearly a good player. I'd be surprised if Liverpool moved for him, but then also at the same point, I wouldn't, because, you know, they might have been watching him last season and, you know, early doors this season and thought maybe. So who knows? There's also another rumour, and this one's on 442 now, of another midfielder, and the headline's great. Liverpool to make incredible move for World Cup winner, report. So yeah, after After being at the World Cup, Ezequiel Palacios from Bayern Leverkusen. Apparently, we are keen to sign the defensive midfielder. He's been mentioned as a possible alternative for Manchester United to consider. The reports suggest Liverpool have been keeping a close eye on the Argentine this summer. If I remember correctly, I don't think he even started a game in the World Cup. I think he might have come on a few times, I've read recently. But yeah, interesting. Another name from absolutely out of nowhere, and Liverpool seem to just be getting linked with absolutely everybody at the moment, don't they? And another player that Liverpool have been linked with over the course of the last sort of, 6 months or so is Slaven Amrabat. And Fabrizio Romano has been sharing his thoughts ahead of a potential move to Manchester United. And he said there is no concrete negotiations between the clubs. There has been contact between United and Fiorentina between intermediaries, but no official bid. On the player's side, they've almost agreed a potential future transfer. He is waiting for United to bid, so it looks a matter of time with this bid, but at the moment the bid isn't there, so let's see what kind of strategy United have in the final days with a new midfielder. And I think every Liverpool fan kind of knew that we weren't going in for Amrabat. I think Endo was the Amrabat, if you know what I mean, or Amrabat was going to be Endo. And then another big topic that's broken over the last sort of couple of hours is Al Ittihad again, our mates over in Saudi Arabia, have sounded out a move for Liverpool's Ibu Konate. RMC Sport journalist Fabrice Hawkins is reporting Al Ittihad have sounded out a move for Liverpool's Ibu Konate after failing in a bid to sign Nice's Jean-Claire Todibo. Todibo has been linked with a departure from Nice all summer. United view the Frenchman's replacement for Harry Maguire, who hasn't gone, so how do you replace him? Yada yada yada. Al Ittihad have sounded that move for Konate, however the Saudi club may once again have to concede defeat. Konate is happy at Liverpool, thank goodness, and is keen on reaching his objectives with the Merseyside club, thank goodness. There is absolutely no way, no how, that Liverpool can be getting rid of another centre-half. Like, that's rumours for Joe Gomez, rumours for Joel Matip, and rumours for Ibu Konate in the last 3 days or 4 days alone. It's absolutely insane. At any point now, if you see the Saudi Arabian number code on your phone, Schmacka, ignore, block, and mark as spam. Do whatever you can. Do not pick up the phone to any numbers from that side of the world. It's just not a good thing. It's never going to be a good phone call. It's always going to ruin our day. And the final one is Liverpool have been linked with a move for tricky winger PSV star Johan Bakayoko, which is just a great name, isn't it, to be honest with you? It's a great footballing pedigree of a name. The 20-year-old could become one of the most in-demand players in Europe during the final few days of the window. Palace have recently entered the race for the Belgian after losing Zaha to Galatasaray. Everton and Liverpool continue to monitor the winger's situation, while Burnley have seen two bids rejected for his services this summer. Again, not sure what to think on this one, but at a fee of around £17 million, which I think is what Burnley had rejected, you could imagine Liverpool being in the race for him, but maybe not in the next couple of days, because centre midfielder and defender is exactly what Liverpool needs. They are the news stories for today, Wednesday the 30th of August. I'll be live over on YouTube covering any breaking news, so please get on to that. Thank you very much for listening, as always, and if there is anything that breaks, we'll be here for you, of course. Ta-ra.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.